very interesting pastimes we will hear from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Very nice pastimes. Mahaprabhu's Nila Chala Sankirtan Lila ki jai. Mahaprabhu Nila Chala Sankirtan Lila. Now we will hear about the Sankirtan pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, which started right after he showed his Sadbuj Rup to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then he began this new phase of his pastimes, or new Leela, Sankirtan Bihar. So it's a very wonderful description. So let's hear the Neelachala Sankirtan Leelas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hainamate Kari Sarvabhauma Re Udhar. Neelachala Kari Prabhu Kirtana Bihar. Kirtan Bihar. Ban Bihar. After delivering Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to enjoy kirtan pastimes in Neelachala. Prabhu Kirtan Bihar. Bihar means enjoy, enjoy. Niravari Nritya Git Ananda Avesh Ratri Dina Najanina Krishna Prima Rase. By constantly chanting and dancing in bliss, the Lord was so absorbed in the mellows of love. Krishna Prema Rase, of love for Krishna, that Mahaprabhu did not know whether it was day or night. Ratri Dina Najanina. Najani. Najanjana. He did not know. He didn't know. Is it day or night? Now that's really absorbed kirtan. You don't know if it's you're chanting and dancing in the day and the night. You don't know if it's day or night or what it is. Neelachala vasi jata apurva dekhiya sarvaloka hari bole dakiya dakiya. When the Jagannath Puri residents, Neelachala vasis, they saw the wonderful pastimes, unprecedented lila, apurva dekhi. Never before seen, unprecedented. Who has ever seen such pastimes of kirtan? They also began to chant the names of Hari. Sarvaloka Hari Bhole Dakya Dakya. Dakya Dakya. This is a fact that kirtan itself is very attractive. And when many devotees go on the streets and do Nagar Kirtan through the streets of the city or wherever, then so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when the devotees go on the streets and there is a truly wonderful kirtan, devotees are chanting and dancing, it attracts a huge crowd of people. And I'm not speaking on the basis of what I'm reading in this book, but I directly experience in the streets of San Francisco and Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, New York City, Manhattan, Chicago, Seattle, Houston, Dallas, many cities that we visited, and London, and Edinburgh, and a few places that we've been, you know, in England and all over America, and Canada, Montreal, and Toronto. People go wild. If we're wild, they go wild. If we're not wild, they're just already crazy, but they're not wild. Every materialist is basically crazy, but not wild. So then they're wildly, when they see us, and they get caught up in the whole thing, and many people start chanting Hare Krishna, either in Parihasanam or Sanket, some kind of nam. They laugh, you know, they laugh, they mock it, Hare Krishna! Of course, they may be holding some different herbal oshadi medicine, some in a bottle of, you know, Ayurvedic medicine in their hand, and some ashava, Draksha means grapes in Sanskrit. Asava means fermented grape juice. Draksha ashava. Or Rishta. Ladies take Kumari Rishta. Saraswat Rishta. These are Ayurvedic tonics. Tonics, they're liquids that stimulate your bodily hormones or functions. So they'll be Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Yeah, very good, voice, very good. Bum, 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 very good. Bum, bum, bum. And they're dancing, and many people are not so much, like that. They're just normal college students. We used to go to UCLA, to Westwood campus from the Culver City LA Temple. It's not a very large, long drive to Westwood. And Saturday night, we would go to Westwood, and all the students, UCLA, University of California in Los Angeles, big school, 20,000, 30,000 students, huge campus. And we would chat on campus with 100 devotees. And the students would gather in circles and dance and chant, because we had a big banner. We used to have this big banner on poles we'd carry, this huge banner with the Hare Krishna mantra, and the devotees would stand there and we'd just say, chant, chant, like a big sign. It was rolled up because it was transported. It was velvet. It was actually green velvet with gold, bright gold letters, like emerald color. Bright gold letters, and it was huge poles, like bamboo or something. And then we'd roll up, like two poles. And two guys would hold it. It was huge. It was like 10 feet across. 10 feet was 10 feet from one end to the other, and about 4 feet or 5 feet. Huge thing, like this. Because we're 100 devotees, it's something impressive. Everyone's carrying big flags on sticks, and pictures of Prabhupada, and pictures of Radha and Krishna, posters on sticks, and incense. I remember when I was at Bhakta, I told this story a few times. They tell me, I filled my suitcase with incense from the Spiritual Sky Incense Company. Strawberry and Black Queen, and they have all these wild names. Strawberry incense, Black Queen, Night Queen, all funny flavors like that. And then they said, you light up lots and lots of incense while we're going down the street to purify the atmosphere of all the restaurants and meat-eating restaurants and all these things. So then they told me, light lots of incense. So I would grab some, about 50 or 100 sticks, and I lit it, and then it would catch on fire. And I was trying to put it out, and the more I went like that, the more it came fire. So then I'm walking down the street with a torch, a flaming torch of incense, and the police came, and they said, hey, what is this? Against the law to carry a burning torch. They said, they thought we were on some rampage or something, going to the Qazi's house. Going to the Qazi's house, like Mahabhu, we're going to burn down the Capitol building or something. I said, no, it's not a torch. He said, you throw it out on the street or you put it out. So then sometimes I had to throw it. The police would catch me. Like, hey, you can't do that. It's enough you're out here doing this Hare Krishna. So in this way, Mahaprabhu was on kirtan, and people would see him on kirtan, and they would all begin to chant the names of Hari. Eta sachala jagannatha loke bale hena nahi ke prabhule dekhiya na bole. The people of Jagannathpuri would say, look at Mahaprabhu! He is a moving jagannath, sachala. Chala-chala, chala-chala Jagannath. He's Jagannath with moving, Sachala. Sachala Jagannath. There was no one who was not bewildered on seeing Mahaprabhu. Lord Jagannath, the Absolute Person appearing in wood, is stationary. He does not move. He stays in one place, in the Singhasan, in the temple at Puri. Jagannath Swami, ki? However, Lord Gaurasundar is the moving Jagannath. By directly seeing the Supreme Lord, everyone forgets about the material enjoyment of this world. That's very interesting. There was Prabhu Dekhina Holi. Anyone who saw Lord Chaitanya dancing in Sankirtan and Nilachala, they forgot about material enjoyment. So he's the moving Lord. He was moving Sakshat Darshan. We had the Lord in the temple. When devotees come to the temple and see the Lord, then they forget material enjoyment. Already they have. That's why you see sometimes people come and they look for so many minutes and a half hour just staring at the deities, not staring, let's say, admiring the deity of Radha Shyam or Radha Partha Sarati, Radha Govinda, Radha Madhav, and the Panchatattva. and then they become spellbound by the beauty, by the sweetness, by the flowing, the mercy flowing from the face of the Lord. The Lord's, if our faces speak, we speak with our faces. And the Lord also speaks with His face. To the devotee who is surrendered to Guru and serving Sri Guru, then the Murti form, from the face of the Murti says, yes, yes, keep going. I accept your service. Do you feel it? Do you feel the satisfaction and welling up in your heart as a signal and as a symptom of my satisfaction with the services you have rendered for my pleasure? Do you feel that, my dear Bhakta Krishna Das? And Krishna Das smiles. The Lord smiles at Krishna Das, and Krishna Das smiles in return to the Lord. The devotee smiles in acceptance, and the Lord smiles in giving. He gives himself. So that's the devotee. That's the kind of encouragement and inducement and energy that he derives by taking darshan of the deity in the temple that he's serving with his life and soul, or his personal ishtadev. Now, for the curious onlooker, the congregational member, the innocent bystander, somehow he wanders into a random visit to the mandir and takes darshan, then when Krishna looks at this conditioned soul, be they man or woman, then the Murti, the face of the Murti speaks and says, you should surrender to me. Your life is useless. You're wasting your time. Chewing the chewed. There's no rasa, there's no taste in this material world. Don't you see it? Don't you understand? So the person is like, wow, I feel some voice inside of me. Something's happening. I better get out from here. And they run away from the temple. And then they come back, and again, wow, you're back. Acha. Mr. Businessman, Mr. Agarwal, you've come back for my darshan. I am seeing you. Krishna sees us. Actually, Krishna takes darshan of us. He takes the nadi priksha. As the vaidya, the Ayurvedic doctor, holds your wrist with his fingers, he measures the position of your heart. Well, Bhagavan, we say, oh, I'm going to take darshan. We don't take darshan. We are taken darshan of. The Lord actually sees us because He has the eyes to see His devotees and His parts and parcels. We don't have the eyes to see God as He is. Those eyes are the eyes of love. All vision depends on love, the depth of love. The greater the love, the greater the vision. When one loves God, then he can see God everywhere. And there's no greater vision than that. There's no greater vision than the ability or the power of sight, the power to see God everywhere, in every atom, in everyone's heart. But someone who does not have love of God, he is existing not in the transcendental frame. He's existing in material consciousness, in a material body with a material outlook and a material perception. Therefore, whatever he sees is material. So he sees marble icon, marble murti, marble deity, as they say in Europe. In America, they say deity. Jai Pate Jayena Chali Sri Gura Sundar Sei Diki Hari Dhani Shuni Nirantara. On whatever road in Jagannath Puri that Sri Gura Sundar walked, people would constantly chant the name of Hari. Hari Dwani Shuni Nirantara. Nirantara. There was no end. And this lane and that lane. And this marg and that marg. And this street and that street. Everywhere. Hari Dwani Nirantara. Hari Dwani, Hari Dwani. Everyone. Hari, 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 Hari. Why Hari? Why not Krishna, Krishna, Krishna? Because Radharani's favorite word is Hari, Hari. Everywhere you see Hari, Hari, Hari. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadava. It's Hari. Everywhere he's chanting Hari Hari. Oh Lord Hari, please come steal my heart. Or you have stolen my heart. Where have you gone? Well, this is all the time you see Hari Hari. Because everywhere Lord Chaitanya is wandering the streets. He's wandering the streets of Navadvip, and he's chanting, Hari, 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 Hari. Where is my Hari? Where is my Hari? So people heard. They all got initiated in the mantra, Hari, Hari. Because he's always chanting Hari. It didn't say that the people chanted Krishna, Krishna. It doesn't say that the people responded by chanting Hare Krishna, mantra. It's everywhere told, Hari, Hari, Hari. So everyone in Puri was chanting Hari, Hari, Hari. And then when Lord Chaitanya went further south, South India, everyone was chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He was chanting Krishna, Krishna, and everyone heard him chant Krishna, Krishna. And they went to their villages and chanted Krishna, Krishna. So Hari and Krishna. So, but some Hari and Puri and Krishna in South India. Because when you read the South Indian tour, it's Krishna, 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 hey. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, because so many Ram temples are there. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Jekane Pade Prabhura Charana Jugal, Se Stanera Duli Lutta, Kariye Sakal. Wherever Mahaprabhu would place his lotus feet, Charana Jugal, the people would plunder the dust from that place. Staner duli lut, luta kariye sakal. Luta. Very interesting. In Hindi, at least in Vrindavan, there's a place called Luka Luki. Luka Luki. You looky and you looky and you looky, and you cannot find me. You cannot find me because me is hiding too much. So this loot, in Bengali, luta means to steal, loot, luta. And there's an English word, L-O-O-T, loot. It's also a slang word for money, loot. Where's the loot? Where's the stuff? Where's the money? When you rob the bank, hey, where's the loot? They looted his apartment. So they were robbing the dust from his feet. They're going mad. They take the duly. The Gauranga Duli. Duli Gluti Paya Matra Jay Sukriti Jan Tanhara Ananda Ati Akatya Katan. Only pious people were able to plunder that dust. Their ecstasy is beyond description. Kivase Sri Vigrahera Sandarya Anupam Dekite Sarachita Hari Aviram. How sweet was Mahaprabhu's matchless form. Sri Vigraha Sundari Anupam. Just by seeing Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the hearts of everyone became captivated. Dekite Sarva Chitta Hare Aviram. How sweet was the Lord's matchless form. Niravali Sri Ananda Dhara Sri Nayane Hare Krishna Nama Matra Shuni Sri Badane. Tears of ecstatic love constantly flowed from Mahaprabhu's lotus eyes as he chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with his throat. Chaitanya Bhagavat Antilila Chapter 3 Verse 164 Hare Krishna Nam Matra Shuni Sri Vadane Sri Vadane. That face of Radharani, Sri Radha, Sri Radha, Sri Radha, Hamara Dana Radha, Sri Radha, Sri Radha, Sri Vadane. The beautiful face of Radha, Rasaraj Mahaprabhu, Mahabhava. It's from that beautiful face of Gauranga, of Radha and Krishna. This Hare Krishna Nam mantra, this Nam, this sound, this beautiful vibration, Hare Krishna was coming. And Sri Ananda Dhara Sri Nayane, everything is Sri. Niravadi Sri, Dhara Sri, Sri Varane, Sri, Sri, Sri. Sri Ananda. Sri Nayane, the beautiful eyes of Radharani, the beautiful bliss of sweet bliss of Radharani, tears of ecstatic love constantly flowed from his eyes, Lord's eyes, as he chanted the Hare Krishna mantra. This is from Chaitanya Ashtakam and the purport by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Hare Krishneti Uchai Spurita Rasno Namagana Krita Granti Shaini Subhaga Kati Sutrojula Kara. Kati Sutrojula. This means a knotted string. Mahaprabhu chants the Hare Krishna mantra loudly. Hare Krishneti Uche. There's Uchasik Japa, there's Manasik Japa, and then there's Upamshu. Whispering, Upamshu, loudly, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Uche, Uche, Uch, Uch, Uta, Uche, Uche means loudly, so others can hear. Then there's Manasik Japa. No one can hear except Krishna and Radha. Private session, private recording session. Bhakta, Krishna Das, Radharani, and Krishna. The Radha Krishna Yuga Mantra and Krishna Das. Private session. Nikunja Japa. Krishna's there, Radha's there in the Kunja of the heart, and we're chanting, offering them so many flowers of mantras. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Flowers of Nam. This is chanting. Hare Krishna ki uche spurita rasna nama ganana. As he chanted, as he was counting, nam ganana, as he was counting, gan means counting, sankhya purva ka nama ganana tibi, nama ganana tibi, sankhya, counting, 1, 2, 3, 16 rounds every day, 24, 64, 1 lakh. And spurita rasana, and so many ecstatic experiences and flavors of love and bhakti were manifesting from that chanting of the holy name. And how is he keeping track of everything? Krita granti shreni subhaga kati sutrojala. Sutra means sutrojala, means a very effulgent string. Kati sutrojala. The holy name dances on his tongue as he counts the number of recitations with his effulgent hand. This translation is not actually correct. I beg to correct the translators. Because it's not hand. He's counting, he's chanting on his fingers, but it says he's counting the recitation with his hand. He's counting on a knotted string. If you read in Giti Gush, the translation of Chaitanya, this is Chaitanya Ashtakam by Rupa Goswami. Because sutra means string, doesn't mean fingers. Hand. Lord Chaitanya did not chant on beads. There's no reference anywhere in any language. Lord Chaitanya chanted on Japamala. He chanted on his fingers, and he had a knotted string, a string with, like, we have counter beads. So he had counter beads made of a knotted string. Kati sutra means knotted string. Kati sutra. Ujjala means it was very brilliant. Effulgent. So he was counting. One hand he was counting, and the other one hand he was chanting on his fingers, but he was counting on the knotted string. This is what it means. So it should be understood. So all these descriptions we're hearing about, these are about the kirtan pastimes of the Lord, the ecstasies, what he looked like, where he was going, what was he experiencing within himself during the kirtan? Because no one's an island. There's the Lord, there's this world. The impact. What is the impact of this product? Or what is the impact of this person? We say Prabhav. Sadhu Prabhav. What is his influence on the people? What is his influence on the world? So Granda Mahaprabhu, there's Kaladesha Patra. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. So where? Jagannath Puri. Where in Puri? The different, this street, that street, this lane, that lane. And who is doing what? Who? Granda Mahaprabhu. What? Nam Sankirtan, and where, we already said, and how was he doing Nam Sankirtan? He was doing Nam Sankirtan full of ecstasy, full of joy. And what did he look like? Well, the tears were flowing from his eyes, and like this. And what was the effect on the people? how did it, what was the effect of it all? The cause and effect. There's a cause and there's an effect. There's an action and reaction. Response. So the effect was people were going wild. They were chanting Hare Krishna. They were looting. They were stealing the dust of the Sri Charna Yuga, the Gauranga Yuga, Gauranga Charna Yuga Luta. The Aduli. Gauranga Charna Yuga Duli. Gauranga Charna Yuga means two. Charna Yuga, the 2 feet, the Duli, the dust from his 2 feet, people were stealing it and rubbing it all over their bodies. Ah, Gauranga, Gauranga, Hare Krishna, Hare, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They're chanting. So this is a very powerful event. Colossal impact. And let's have further description. Let's zoom in with our camera lens. Hey, where's the camera 5? Hey, camera 5, zoom in on his face. Chandan Malaya Pariporna Kalevara. Mata Singha Jini Gati Mantara Sundara. Gauranga's entire body. Pariporna Kalevara. Arms, chest, legs, face. His entire body was covered with chandan, sandalwood paste. And mala, flower garlands. His entire body was covered with flower garlands, not just one hanging from his neck. Flower garlands around his upper arm. Flower garlands around his wrists. Here, he had flower garland here. And a flower garland here. And a flower, and 2 flower garlands here. And a flower garland. He had his top knot. His top knot. No, now he's a sannyasi, excuse me. He had a sheep. No, he didn't have a sheep either. He had flower garlands, somebody hanging from his chest. It says everywhere. It says pariporna, pariporna kalevaram. It means the sharir. Porn sharir, the whole body. Didn't say kanta mala. Kanta, didn't say a garland hanging from his neck. We have to take the words and understand what it's saying. The Lord doesn't know if it's day or night. He's looking so beautiful. That's the garlands on his body. He's crying. We see he's crying now. He has garlands on his body. And he's loudly chanting, Hare Krishna! Hare. And how is he walking? Is he just walking like going to work? Let's go to work. Okay. How is he walking? Mata Singha! Mad lion! Lion in the chase! His sweet, sweet, slow gait was like that of an intoxicated lion. So I guess this is not a lion in the chase because it doesn't say, well, it does say, Gati Mantara Sundara. Mantara Sundara. Very beautiful. So this is what's happening during the Sankirtan pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nilachala. Pate Chavi Teo Ishvara Bhayanai. Bhakti Rasi Viharina Chaitanya Gosai. Lord Chaitanya had no external consciousness. Vayachitta nahi. Even when he was walking on the road, because he was merged in the mellows of devotional service. Bhakti Rasi Vihar. So if one is absorbed in the mellows of Bhakti Ras, mellows means the experience of Bhakti. When Bhakti Devi coats one's eyes, and Bhakti Devi coats one's mind, and Bhakti Devi coats one's heart, with that loving mood, that loving touch of devotion, that loving touch of sweet love for the Lord and His creation, then you see everything differently. You're not in the material world. As Jesus said, be in the world, but not of the world. And you can only be in the world and not of the world if you are above the world. You got it? You can only be in the world and not of the world if you're above the world. Because if you're above the world, you're floating on the water of Bhakti Ras. Ras is liquid. It is a lake. If you're floating, if your consciousness is floating, your consciousness is floating on the lake or the waters of Bhakti Ras, then you're in the world and not of the world because you're above the world. just like a lotus. The lotus of consciousness. The lotus of consciousness, the lotus flower is firmly rooted in the black panka. Panka. Panka means mud. P-A-N-K means mud. So lotus flowers in Sanskrit is called pankaja. Pankaja. It's a name. We say pankajangri. Grihi. Grihi means feet. It means lotus feet. Pankajangri. Pankaja means that which is born from the mud. What's born from the mud? Rajamohan. No. Madamohan. What's born from the mud is a lotus. Kamala, Padma. So we may be in the world, like in the mud, but we're not of the world because we're above the world. The lotus flower is not in the mud. It's above it. Right? It's, don't be in the world. Don't be in the world, but of the world. Be above the world. So a devotee is walking in the world, but he's above the world because he's floating in bhakti. So he sees, like for example, we had some prasad. And then afterwards, someone had a tali. They were washing the Lord's tali, and they were just passed by my eyes. I was there, and they were washing it in the room. And I said, "Oh, see this tali? There's a nice pastime about Prabhupada." As soon as I saw the tali, I thought of Prabhupada. How can you see a metal tali means a metal plate that people eat off? Called tali, stainless steel, silver, whatever, some stainless steel plate. I said, "Oh, this reminds me. This tali reminds me of my guru. This tali reminds me of Krishna. This tree reminds me of Krishna. This is bhakti. Bhakti Prabhupada." I said, "Do you know this? Do you know this pastime?" And they're a new devotee, they don't know so much. I said, "One time, Srila Prabhupada was driving in his ambassador car. He had a little cranberry color. It was cranberry color. Like dark red. Kind of dark. Yeah, like cranberry. What do you call it? Cranberry? Not cranberry. Maroon, I should say. It was maroon color red. Kind of darky, dark red. And it was a little brass plate. A little brass plate on the side. It said, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON. There was one car in Mayapur, one car in Vrindavan, and one car in Bombay. Three maroon ambassadors. I saw the car, I also sat in the car in Vrindavan." And the older devotees, of course, say no. So that in India, you know that if you don't have a horn in India, then you die. You die. If you don't have a horn in your car, beep, 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 beep. It's like constant beep, nirantara beeping, beeping. Nirantara beep, 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 beep. Oh, the place is crazy. I remember once I was here for about 2 months, I went back to New York, flew back to America, and they picked me up at the airport, and they drove me 3 hours or 4 hours down to Washington, D.C., whatever it is. And I was so nervous the whole way. I was so nervous. I was saying, "What's happening? Why aren't you beeping the horn? What's happening? Why aren't you beeping the horn? We've been going 2 hours. There must be somebody. It's dangerous. You have to beep the horn." He looked at me. "Are you cracked?" He said, "The last time I beeped the horn was 1960. In 1960, I beeped the horn once. And that was because there was a dog that wouldn't move from my car. So I beeped him and beeped and he moved out from my car." So Prabhupada was in Mayapur and he had to drive to Calcutta with his devotees and driver devotee. And what happened was the car horn didn't work. There was no beep beep. And it's like, this is serious business. So Prabhupada got in the car and he said, "Huh? What's wrong? The horn is broken." "Oh Prabhupada, we're sorry, we didn't try it first." "Why didn't you try this out?" So then Prabhupada said, "Brahmananda, give me my tali." So Prabhupada, you see, oftentimes in a bell metal tali, bell metal is very pure and pure metal. Stainless steel is not considered pure according to Vedic, because it's not Vedic. It's a Kali Yuga creation, stainless steel. It's basically steel. It's iron. It's Kali Yuga. It's Iron Age. It's iron. It's iron with some coating on it, which makes it called stainless steel. Steel is basically iron. Iron ore and all this different thing. But bell metal, gold, silver, bell metal, and marble, granite, these are pure articles that can be used. Copper, pitol, they can be used in puja, and usually acharyas and brahmins, they'll eat, at least used to, eat on these very pure things, bell metal. Of course, Ekadasi, you can't eat on bell metal plate and certain bratas. At any rate, so Prabhupada had bell metal. Bell metal means bell, means ganta. It rings, like kartal, ding. Some of them are made of brass, which means they're not very good. But bell metal is very good. So Prabhupada said, give me my plate. So then, and everyone's saying, plate? What's it? Anyway. So then Brahmananda got the plate, and then Brahmananda, and Prabhupada said, Brahmananda, you hold the plate outside the window, and take my cane. And he gave his walking stick, and he said, you beat this tali all the way to Calcutta. So Prabhupada is driving down the country roads of knowledge, what do you say, West Bengal, going from four-hour car ride, at least. So Prabhupada said in the biography, what a sight it was to see this Videshi hanging out the window, this maroon ambassador, bomb, 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 beating a bell metal tali all the way to Calcutta. We're talking about bhakti and how bhakti coats the eyes, right? And so this is an example, because the person may have a drop of guru bhakti, maybe something, it's questionable, at least because of that bhakti or devotion or attachment to guru, or that can be to Krishna, he may see or experience something in the environment and reminds him. So this is what was happening with during the Lord's pastimes, that he was merged. He was not in external consciousness, even walking on the road, because he was merged in the mellows of devotional service. Bhakti rasa viharini. So I'm trying to explain here that we devotees, when we're merged, when we're absorbed in bhakti rasa, then we're not aware, we're not in baya chit. We are not in external material consciousness, seeing plates and cars and karmis. We're actually seeing Krishna. We're finding Krishna in every corner, in every place, and we're seeing Guru and Krishna. Because this is the effect of bhakti ras. Just like if someone drinks, ras means a liquid, a mellow. If someone drinks whiskey, then they also have different visions. They drink a bottle of whiskey, hey, look at, I see that pink tiger over there. There's a pink tiger. Hey, where? I don't see a tiger. I see a giraffe. Giraffe? Hey, there's a tiger. You stupid, that's a dog. So they're drunk on this Madira. It's called Madira. Madira ras. Madira ras means the flavor and taste of liquor, whiskey, booze. And so they have vision. They're not of the world. They're in the world and they're not of the world. They're in a drunken world of drunks and having hallucinations and imaginations. So a devotee is not that way intoxicated in tamagun. He's intoxicated in sattvagun and he should have sattvagun because of his intense attachment for the Lord. He's finding the Lord everywhere, in the smallest things, the smallest particle, the smallest object in his environment will remind him of his ishtadev. For example, we're walking in Juhu Beach and there's so many jet planes flying, boom, 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 they're flying, landing in the airport, in Bombay Airport, taking off nearby the Rasvihari Mandir of ISKCON. And everyone says, oh, look at that plane. And then we went there and said, oh, see that plane? Once Prabhupada was walking on this beach and the plane was taking off, the jet plane was flying like this and going north. And Prabhupada pointed his stick and he told the devotees, see that plane? It's going to Hyderabad. Prabhupada points his walking stick at the plane. See that jet? It's flying to Hyderabad. And then the devotees were there from Bombay, the temple. No, no, Prabhupada, that's a 6 a.m. flight. See, it's going north. It's going to Delhi. It's not going to Hyderabad. Prabhupada said, no, it's going to Hyderabad. When Prabhupada said it's going to Hyderabad, the plane was going like this, north, going to Delhi. It went, it went going north, and it went like this. And all of a sudden, it started going completely east, and it didn't change its course. And then Prabhupada looked and went, looked at his disciple and they said, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Guru is infallible. Achyuta Guru, infallible of Achyuta, no? Achyuta Guru, Achyuta Vani. Guru Vani is Achyuta Vani, infallible, Achyuta Vani. So everybody walks up and down the beach, look at all these jets on these jets. I was walking, wow, Prabhupada, he was walking here and he said this. And there's someone, this is just Guru, how the disciple, because we begin to love Krishna by loving Guru. There's no love for Guru, love for Krishna is impossible. Impossible. Because, what's it? Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Guhayam, guha, gupta, lupta, hidden. That dharmasya tattvam, that the truth of Dharma is that love is God and God is love. That is the truth. The absolute truth is God is, the absolute truth is love. And love is the absolute truth. That is the highest tattva, prema tattva. Radha Krishna Alingata, prema Alingata. That secret, that confidential, gambhir, very deep secret, is locked in the core of the heart of Guru, Sri Guru. So therefore he's heavy. Guru, heavy. So we have no love for Guru, no sakti, asakti, no Guru asakti, no Guru bhav, love or attachment to Guru. Then Krishna says, hey, I'm not coming out. I'm also locked in your heart, but I'm not going to come out because you have to love the keys to the heart. The Guru is holding the keys to your heart. Krishna's locked in everyone's heart. Paramatma, Antaryami. Sitaram is locked in the heart of Hanuman. And they were revealed because of his pure bhakti. Ram Spurti. Sitaram Spurti because of his Shuddha Bhakti. Dasyarati. Dasyarati. His pure mood of servitude. Dasasmi. Oh, Shri Ram. Kim Karomi, Kim Karomi, Kim Karomi. How may I serve you? I am your Kinkar. Kinkar. Kinkar means servant. Kim. Kim Karo. Kim Karomi. How may I serve you? Dasasmi. Dasasmi. This is such a nice point. Kato dina vilambe paramananda puri asya milila tirta paryantana kari. After a few days of Gauranga's Sankirtan Bihar pastimes in Puri, one great devotee who was a god brother of Lord Chaitanya's guru, Paramananda Puri, he returned after completing his pilgrimage, Tirtha Paryantana. So he came back to Jagannath Puri. Paramananda Puri, I can't remember who he is in Krishna Leela, but he's in Muda Vatsalya. He is in the Muda like a father. He's much older than Lord Chaitanya. And he is, I can't remember exactly his identity just now. Paramananda Puri. Lord Chaitanya is a Chari Bhakti Rasaya Swarana. Chari Bhakti Rasaya Swarana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing, although he was broadcasting Rag Marg and Madhurya Mayi Bhakti. He was teaching and broadcasting that. But he was relishing, and he was relishing, of course, Radharani's love and Parakiya Bhav. But he was also relishing the different rasas with different devotees. Some devotees he was relishing Dasya Ras, master and servant. Some devotees he was relishing Vatsalya Ras, motherhood, fatherhood. Jagannath Mishra, he was relishing the mood of his parents. He was their son, and Sachinandan. Sachinandan is his son. Dure Prabhu Dekhiya Paramananda Puri Sambrame Uttila Prabhu Gauranga Shri Hari. Gauranga Shri Hari! Gauranga Shri Hari! On seeing Paramananda Puri from a distance, Lord Gauranga, Gauranga Shri Hari, not only Lord Gauranga, But Gauranga Sri Hari, Sri Radha, Hari Krishna. Right? Sri Hari means Radha Krishna Yuga. It's very interesting. It's saying Dekiya, Dekiya Dore. Dore says, Dore, Dore Prabhu Dekiya. Prabhu, Mahabhu, Dore, same as in Hindi, Dore, Bok Dore. Seeing from, Paramananda Puri? He's standing up. Who is this? Utila, Uto, he's standing up. Because who is Paramananda Puri in Krishna Lila? He's Uddhava Mahashaya Ki.
Yeah.
Uddhava Mahashaya Ki.
Yeah.
Uddhava Mahashaya Ki.
Yeah.
So Uddhava is the friend of Krishna, the advisor, the elder guide. He's quite a bit older. He's like older brother. Not as old as his father, Nanda Baba, but quite older, maybe twice his age. Much older than Dao. But he's come. Old friend. So Gauranga, Prabhu Gauranga Sri Hari. Very interesting. Prabhu, Mahabhu Gauranga with the golden limbs. And who is that Gauranga? Sri Hari. Radham Krishna. Lots of Nam Sankirtan in these verses, huh? Dore Prabhu. Prabhu Prabhu Gauranga Sri Hari. There's only 8 words in the verse. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 of them are Prem Nam Sankirtan. Prabhu Mahaprabhu. Prabhu Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Sri and Hari. Priya Bhakta Deki Prabhu Parama Harishe. Stuti Kari, Nitya Kari, Maha Prema Rase. Gauranga was greatly pleased to see his dear devotee. Parama Harsh. You say Harsh, Harsh Ashok. Harsh means happy. Harishe, in slightly different than Bengali. Harishe, or you can say Harsha Se. He was with Harsh. Harishe, but it's Bengali. Harishe. Harishe. And what type? Parama, supreme, exalted, the topmost level of joy and happiness he felt on seeing a devotee. Whose devotee? His dear devotee. His Priya Bhakta Deki. Priya Bhakta Deki. Parama Harishe. So are we Parama Harish, Harishe when we see devotees of him? When we see Gauranga's devotees, when we see Krishna's devotees, they're all Priya Bhaktas. Dear devotees of the Lord. Like Paramananda Puri is a dear devotee of Gauranga. And the devotees in this room are also dear devotees of Gauranga, at least aspiring. And dear Krishna Priya, Radha Priya. Aspiring to become Radha Priya, Krishna Priya. And when we see each other, are we Parama Harish? Oh no, there's Krishna Das. Oh. Let me get out from here. He's going to ask me for Mahaprasad. He's going to ask me for some money. Whatever, who knows. He offered him respects and he began to dance in ecstatic love. Stuti Kari. First he offered prayers. Stuti to Gloka. Because he's a senior, he's an elder, he's a respectable person. Uddhava Mahashaya. He's a direct Sakshat Shishya. Sakshat Shishya of Brihaspati. Brihaspati is the guru, the Deva Guru. The Deva Guru is Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods. And who is the guru of the demons? Shukracharya Ki. Jai. Brihaspati Maharaj Ki.
Jai.
Priya Bhakta Deki. Do you see Priya Bhaktas? And you say yes, that means you're also a Priya Bhakta. And dancing in ecstatic love. Maha Prema Rase. Bahutuli Bhalite Lagila Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Bahutuli. Bahutuli Bhalite Lagila. Mahabhu raised his arms and exclaimed, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Now I have seen Paramananda Puri! Hari Hari! Now I have seen Paramananda Puri! The Eiffel Tower. So you see, and here's another example. Lord Chaitanya is always chanting
Hari
Hari. Aji. Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy seeing his friend, his old friend, his advisor, his devotee. Aji Danya Lochan Safla Danya Jarma Safala Aji Haida Sarva Dharma. Oh, Parvananda, today my eyes and life have become successful. Aji, Aji means Aj, Aji, Danya Lochan, my eyes have attained great fortune and wealth because I'm seeing you. He's seeing his Bhakta Devi, he's seeing a Bhakta, a Kriya Bhakta, and he's saying, hey, this is the fortune of the wealth of my eyes, the fortune of my eyes. Today I'm feasting my eyes on a devotee. I'm seeing a devotee of the Lord. How fortunate I am, how lucky I am. Mahatmana, what is it, Sudurlava? Mahatmana Sudurlava. Samahatma Sudurlava. Samahatma Sudurlava. Mahatmas, devotees, are Durlava, very rare to find, very rare to see a real devotee. What does it speak of? Priya Bhakta, Priya Ji Bhakta? Very rare. So if one sees one, very fortunate. So he's saying, as he's not only experiencing this directly, Mahaprabhu, when he's seeing Paramananda Puri arrive in Jagannath Puri, who's a god brother, it's like seeing his guru, he's a god brother of his guru, Ishvara Puri. But he's also having that experience and relishing the Mahaprema Rasa and dancing and offering stutis. But he's teaching us that when we see devotees, we should think, oh, this is the wealth of my eyes, Lochan. Danya Lochan, I'm so fortunate. There's everywhere karnis, nashtiks, pashandis, bogies, sense enjoyers, sinful people, everywhere. This is Safal. Safal means the complete fruit. Danya Janam. This is my birth. This now my birth has fruit. This is the fruit, the art, the value, the fruit of my birth. And this is why I have taken birth. I have taken birth to see a pure devotee. I have taken birth to meet a pure devotee. Otherwise, what's the point? Ahara nidra maitun bhayam. Just the birds eat, pastel, sleep, have sex. So we eat, pastel, have sex, and sleep. So we're a big bird. Right? We fly in our big bird called a jet plane. He flies in wings, we fly in planes. We fart in a plane. Right? We pastel in a plane. So that the plane is the same. The plane is the same, whether we're above in the air or on the ground, or just like a bird. Bird's activities. So that, what is that human life? That's animal, bird life. Well, when we meet the pure devotee and see the pure devotee, that is perfection of life. So many devotees, when you ask them, how you came to Krishna consciousness, can you describe? Oh, I was just walking down the street in New York City one day. Or in San Francisco. And then I didn't know anything. I was just walking down the street. Was it Saturday or Sunday, whenever it was? And all of a sudden, these huge carts, some kind of chariots or carts, started coming down the street. I said, "What is this?" And someone said, "Oh, this is a Jagannath chariot festival, Jagannath cart festival." And he saw. What is this? It's unearthly. It's weird. It's strange. Icon. What is it? I don't. Then he saw Prabhupada. Prabhupada was sitting there on Subhadra's cart, underneath Subhadra's lotus feet. And he said, oh, a human being. Oh, a very small, a golden colored man. Yes, he's a man, a human being. Looks like an Indian person, maybe from India, I don't know. No, he's not American, he must be Indian. It's very attractive. He's glowing. His body is like just radiant, it's glowing. It's extraordinary. And he starts walking backwards. Because he was walking this way and the carts were going this way. So he didn't want to turn it. The cart is going that way, down the street, with Prabhupada sitting on it. And so if you want to see Prabhupada and move with Prabhupada, you have to walk backwards, you see? If you walk like that, then you can't. So he was walking backwards for 1 mile. For 2 kilometers, 2.5 kilometers, walking backwards because he could not take his eyes off Prabhupada's face. Prabhupada was so beautiful, or is so beautiful and so attractive, that he was stuck there just like a honeybee stuck inside a nectar-filled lotus flower. He couldn't move it, and he was just a karmi. And he said, I said, I don't know what it was. He had some kind of magic or some kind of, he put some kind of spell on me. He put some kind of spell on me, and then I ended up becoming one of these Hare Krishna people. And now he's a guru in ISKCON. So this is the effect that just seeing, this is the fruit of one's eyes. Today all my religious activities have become fruitful. Safala amara sarva dharma. Hare Krishna. This is a verse from Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, 13.2. Akshna phalam tvadisha darshanam hi, tano phalam tvadisha gatra sangha, jiva phalam tvadisha kirtanam hi, sudurlava bhagavata hi loke. Beautiful verse about Vaishnava. Devotees, bhaktas, my dear Vaishnava, seeing a person like you is the perfection of one's eyesight. Touching your lotus feet is the perfection of the sense of touch. And glorifying your good qualities is the tongue's real activity. For in the material world, it is very difficult to find a pure devotee of Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 20, verse 60, it says, this is Mahaprabhu speaking to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking to Sanatana Goswami, Toma deki toma sparshi, gai tomar gun, sarvendriya phala e shastra nirupanna. O Sanatana, by seeing you, by touching you, and by glorifying your transcendental qualities, one can perfect the purpose of all sense activity. This is the verdict of revealed scriptures. Stay tuned. Radhe Radhe.